continued high oil prices, areas of the economy that are energy sensitive are being squeezed. That includes trucking, which moves most of the goods and services consumed in the U.S. Higher fuel prices are expected to cost the industry an extra $7 billion this year, though trucking companies may be better able to weather the recent run-up in oil prices than some other industries. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
If you think it's costing you a lot to fill up these days, imagine pulling into the service station with a tractor trailer. It takes 150 gallons on average to fill the tank of a big rig, and with diesel fuel now around $2.18 a gallon, that's over $325. Harry Eldridge drives for Creek Corporation in Lincoln, Nebraska, one of the country's largest privately held trucking companies. He says he's glad he's not the one footing the bill for fuel right now.
Well, I'm glad I'm a company driver, because if I was an owner-operator, I certainly would be crying the blues right now. I don't know how they're making it.
At the same time, prices for diesel fuel are up sharply. Demand for home heating oil, essentially the same type of fuel, is also rising. Something that's likely to keep the cost of diesel fuel high for a while, a concern for an industry that burns through billions of gallons of fuel a year.
It's huge. It's the second largest cost factor outside of labor.
Dwayne Ackley is the chairman of Crete Carrier Corporation. He says Crete, which has around 6,000 trucks, spent $50 million on fuel last year. He expects to spend $70 million this year. But despite the industry's heavy reliance on fuel, it's coping pretty well. One reason is fuel surcharges, which Ackley says have allowed trucking companies to pass some of those higher fuel costs back to their customers, the manufacturing companies that ship a lot of goods by truck. Another factor, Ackley says, is they do a lot of business these days as retailers gear up for the holidays.
We're seeing the economy come back very, very strong, and we're having more requests for transportation by our trucks. This has helped us to offset the increased cost of the fuel. So with the economy being good, it's hurting, but the good economy has helped a lot.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says higher oil prices will have a measurable effect on the nation's economy. He estimates that overall growth will be lower by 0.75 percentage point. That may sound like a lot, but the U.S. economy is still expected to expand at a nearly 4% annual rate this year, strong by historical standards. Bob Costello is an economist with the American Trucking Association, the industry's main trade group.
While it is certainly shaving growth off the top line, the impact on the economy as a whole isn't as large as it would have been in the past. Because, you know, if you think about it, everything we are consuming today is essentially more fuel efficient than ever before. Everything from refrigerators to furnaces to cars, and that has helped bring down household energy costs.
Even with oil at $50 a barrel, energy costs eat up only about 3% of the average household's budget, a percentage that is smaller than it was a generation ago. But some economists are worried about the run-up in oil prices. They say there are already signs growth has begun to slow in China. Oil industry analyst Daniel Yergin says if the price of oil spikes up further or stays at the current level for a long period, the U.S. economy will feel a strain.
These prices are not saying that we're going to have an economic catastrophe or, you know, a deep recession, but they do say that they're going to have a depressing effect on economic growth and people's confidence and equity markets and companies' drive to invest or not invest.
In large part, because of higher oil prices, a number of economists have already begun to lower their economic growth forecasts for next year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.